Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzer today with Andrea Hutchinson of the Chain Ranch. Back with Andrea in just a moment.
Attention horse and cattle owners, are you looking for ways to save money in today's economy but don't want to sacrifice quality and nutrition? There is good news. Nutrina understands the importance of these animals and the challenges that many of you face in providing quality nutrition at a good value. This summer, we are partnering with your local Nutrina dealers to offer fantastic savings on key products for that special animal. Stop by your local Nutrina dealer today and ask about special offers available on the stock and stable family of products that are designed for both cattle and horses.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. South of Hinton, the Canyon Inn at Medicine Rock Ranch is host to many varieties of wildlife. Built like an old ranch headquarters, this bed and breakfast has views resembling Napa Valley, helping you reconnect with nature. Be sure and look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure. Andrea Hutchinson is the daughter of Ralph Chain of the Chain Landing Cattle Company out of Canton, Oklahoma. It's an historic ranch that has been around since before statehood. And she wants to make sure that the ability to raise beef cattle on the Chain Ranch is preserved for generations to come. One of the reasons that she's battling the Humane Society of the U.S., she's got a Facebook page that's followed by over 2,000 people, Expose HSUS, and she was a keynote speaker at the Oklahoma Grain and Stocker Producers meeting in El Reno on Thursday evening. We visited with Andrea before the meeting about why she believes firmly that the HSUS has on their to-do list to take on the beef cattle industry sooner rather than later.
You know, is this really the beef industry's fight?
It is, because I think we're next. I think we're next on the list. If you'll look at Ohio, what happened in Ohio this past week or week and a half, you give a dog a scrap and their table scraps are going to be on your plate. If we don't stop them, and we're next. There's no doubt about it. They're hitting soft states. They're going in and changing rules and regulations, and they're after us.
You know, in the case of the beef industry, what sort of practices would they probably go after? In other words, how would they get their foot in the door to start trying to clamp down on how we produce
beef?
They're
doing it right now through the through antibiotics. They're after us. They're dehorning. They're gonna come in and say what type of practices we do on our ranches to ensure that we are good environmentalists to our cattle. They're coming in and going to pretend they know more than we know.
I know one thing. The HSUS does not know more about taking care of beef cattle properly than the folks at the Chain Ranch and Andrea Hutchinson. Andrea also told us that she believes one of the things that you've got to do in today's beef cattle industry is to let consumers know directly how we take care of our animals. She said that she got some advice recently from Senator Blanche Lincoln, the chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee.
She said that our stories are what will get their attention. And numbers and statistics will not get their attention, but if you tell a story, so many people that are three generations removed from the ranch, they don't know what we do. But I think as soon as you tell them and you start this rapport with them, I know on my Facebook page I've started conversations with people like in Maryland. One guy was he thought we were bad. I took my message privately, because you can do that, and I explained it to him. I said, and then I became a friend with him, and he's like, okay, so that's what you do. Well, and he was a vegetarian. He'd been a vegetarian for 15 years, but we just have to tell our story.
Telling her story, Andrea Hutchinson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Now's the time to be thinking about rotating some of your winter wheat acres into winter canola this fall. Research has proven that wheat yields and quality have suffered due to being grown continuously for decades in many fields. Producers Cooperative Oilma reminds you that growing winter canola near wheat acres will result in more productive wheat results in future years. And winter canola can be a profitable rotational crop with your winter wheat. Contact Branding Winters at 405-232-7555 to find out more about growing and marketing your canola with PCOM.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.